This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you thought that yesterday the FDA approved the shot, so we were all going to start getting COVID shots today. No, not happening. Things don't work like that. It's you know, a lot of bureaucracy and red tape. What happened yesterday was the panel voted, okay? There was a vote. And I like votes. We live in a democracy. So there was an all in favor, say aye, aye. Apparently it was a 17-4 vote with one abstention on the panel, FDA expert panel committee recommendations to give to the FDA for them to approve the shot. Now, everybody in the news was like, oh, yeah, we'll have vaccines by this week, by, you know, 8 p.m. Thursday night, we'll start vaccinating people, and, well, maybe government officials are probably going to get theirs, but, you know, for the rest of us, no, it still moves a little slower than that. I am kind of curious at what the four nays were, and what their concerns were. I mean, there's like medical experts and epidemiological experts and health official experts and public health official experts on this panel. I'm very curious as to what the four were not thrilled about. And then the abstention. A lot of it, what is an abstention? I guess an abstention is, you know what? I'm going to sit this one out. You're going to sit this one out. Why are you sitting this one out? Yep, I abstain. Abstaining, and I'm not trying to accuse anybody of being a weenie, but whenever you see a politician abstain, I think dock their pay. All right? You vote yes or you vote no. Now, I get how you may need to recuse yourself. You're like, you know what? I bought Pfizer stock. I should recuse myself, then that's a recusal. But to abstain means, you want to know what? I don't think I want to put my career on the line, and I think I'm going to play this one safe. So put me as an abstention. So I don't know what that means. And I'm sure we'll get the report on what the issues were, but I am very intrigued by what four medical experts and even the abstention dude was concerned about to make them not say, hell yeah, move forward. It is interesting. So if the FDA gets their poop together this weekend, we are expecting rollout for healthcare workers and first responders and those in nursing homes to hopefully get their shots beginning Monday and Tuesday. Meanwhile, people are wondering, you know, what's going on the UK front. Things have been kind of quiet. From what we understand, vaccines have been going out fine. Nobody's been reporting vaccines or side effects, but if they have been reporting, nobody's been hearing about them. No major anaphylaxis since those two severe allergic cases. The UK, however, has updated their advice, which I thought was really, really important to share with you guys. Now, what was very troubling for me is when I was watching the news about those two healthcare workers that went into an anaphylaxis with the COVID vaccine, one of the news anchors or one of the reporters had said they are better. They are doing well, and they are ready for their next shot that they're supposed to get a few weeks after the first. And that's like a big no-no in medicine. Anytime anybody has a severe allergic reaction, you never do the second shot. So I thought that was a little misleading, and I was kind of questioning why they were making those choices. So it looks like the UK has kind of clarified, and they've made some advice. They've given advice for UK. I mean, America's different. You know, we drink a lot less tea, so maybe this won't apply to America. But in the UK, they say any person with a history of immediate onset anaphylaxis to a vaccine, medicine, or food should not receive the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine. A second dose of the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine should not be given to those who have experienced anaphylaxis to the first dose. So that, to me, makes a hell of a lot more sense than what I was hearing some of the reporters say. So that makes sense. They said vaccine recipients should be monitored for 15 minutes. Don't get the shot in a parking lot and then head to Taco Bell. Okay? Wait 15 minutes so somebody can kind of keep an eye on you. Also, let family members know, this would be my advice, let family members know you have the vaccine to keep an eye on you. Don't have you alone in a room just in case you have a delayed reaction. Okay? Anybody that does have a family history or have a sensitivity to things, might not hurt to have an EpiPen at the house or EpiPen nearby. Because the management of anaphylaxis, they say, which is kind of what we do here in America too, an anaphylactic shock, if somebody gets the vaccine, is an immediate treatment with 0.5 milligrams of intramuscular adrenaline, or basically your epinephrine, and with an early call for help and further IM adrenaline every 5 minutes, which means your EpiPens will come in two packs, which I think is pretty good. It's expensive, but that makes sense. You don't just do one and go, okay, that's it. You know, and true, you could cook up a mean pot of tea. You can. The theophylline might help a little bit, but if somebody is going through anaphylaxis, they probably aren't going to be able to drink some hot tea with theophylline to handle the attack. So you want to make sure you have plenty of epinephrine, or just hang out near a medical facility. Okay, you guys don't have to go home and watch Netflix after your shot. So in the U.S., my guess is what the FDA has to now do, which is what's taking so long, is make all the graphics, make all the paperwork, because as they're administering the vaccine, medical professionals need the risk factor protocol. They need the MDMA. They need to know in all medical offices, you need to have the chemical composition and the ingredients of anything you're giving. You need to have all the needles. You have to have all the alcohol. It does take some setup. And even though I think all the hospitals are ready and most of the states are ready, you know, they want to make sure that all the paperwork guidance is there. Just remember when the CDC changed their guidance a week or two on exposure, they had to change all the graphics and all that. So it takes time. Somebody is working on the graphics, okay? Maybe using the Paint app. I don't know what they're doing. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEON-BOY.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history, designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you have wished everybody a happy Hanukkah, okay? To say Hanukkah, you don't really have to do the chet. I understand there's a difference in the hay and the chet. In Hebrew alphabet, chet, you kind of have to kind of, right, moisten your throat and be able to spew some things. I always wish everybody a Merry Christmas this time of year and happy holidays and happy Kwanzaa and happy Hanukkah, just because I don't want to chet on somebody, okay? I get it. You guys are trying to speak Hebrew. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. La Hanukkah means dedication. Very nice of you guys to do it. But this is the one time I'm like really, really super excited about the masks, okay? Because I haven't had to go, thank you. Thank you for your Hanukkah wishes. So just happy Hanukkah. You could lighten it, soften it. It's okay. I do that. I'll go to Taco Bell and I'll be like, I like a burrito y dos tacos. And they're like, just say two tacos. You don't have to put in the accent. And a quesadilla. No, you don't have to. Quesadilla is fine. Napoleon, just make yourself a damn quesadilla. All right, so with Hanukkah, okay, I have to make it really, really soft because I'm not allowed to get the microphone wet. Let me just kind of give you guys a scoop. So you're going to see a lot of Jews eating, like, you know, a lot of latkes and jelly donuts, which we call sufganiyot, and gambling, playing dreidel, and running around with our Oculus. See, Hanukkah's always been very, very difficult for us Jews because, you know, in Judaism, most of the holidays, you know, have to do with death and destruction and all the bad things that happen to Jews. And so, you know, meanwhile, you get to see all your Christian friends with, you know, the Christmas tree and Santa Claus and nobody spitting when they talk to you, and it's like so nice, and you know Christmas, you have the tree and all the presents, and you know, here the Jews are, you know, getting GERD, acid reflux, and constipated. And so the one good thing about this year is Hanukkah came early. Hanukkah started last night, so some of us got to open our presents. So I got the family an Oculus. It's really, really cool. Finally, I got a present everybody likes. Usually the kids don't like my presents, you know, because I buy them underwear. I buy them, like, some vitamin C. I'll buy, like, some medical supplies. They don't like that. But the Oculus, they were pretty happy about. So the story of Hanukkah, basically, and if I could, and I know you guys, many of you guys look to me for, you know, as a biblical scholar. You come to me, right, for, you know, spiritual thought and meditation, and I appreciate you guys coming to me for that. I am not a biblical scholar, but I know, what a shock. But back in, I think it was like 166 BC, the Syrians didn't like the Jews, and the Syrians didn't like all the Jewish traditions, and they wanted the Jews, or the Hebrews, in the area of Palestine and the other area that the Syrians occupied, to celebrate and worship Zeus, the Greek god. And some Jews did. They're like, I don't want to die. Fine by me. You know, he's a Greek god. And other Jews are like, oh, hell no. Hey, we don't want to do that. And Sukkot, which is kind of a holiday, it's a festival that we usually have during the fall, we couldn't celebrate it during that time because, you know, the Syrians were really honest. And as well as a bunch of other holidays. So the Mattathias and his sons, the Maccabees, all right, were like, what the hell is this? Okay, let's do something. And Judah Maccabee led his brothers and a whole bunch of, you know, in the movie Troy, the Myrmidons, kind of like that. I look at the Maccabees as the Myrmidons. These guys were just badass. They were just awesome. And remember, the Jews didn't really have Uzis and them. They didn't really have a lot of supplies and artillery, you know, because they were oppressed by the, you know, Syrian government and you know, whoever was oppressing them at the time. So they really couldn't get a lot of weapons. So they used a lot of guerrilla warfare, and they were able to drive the Syrians out of their land of Judea and then be able to, you know, be Jews. And we had a lot of death, we had a lot of destruction, and apparently the temple was completely destroyed, and so the Jews had to rebuild the temple. And so the story goes that we had this big candelabra, and you needed the oil, right, to light the candelabra, and they're looking at this and like, dude, yeah, that's only going to last one day. They go, well, somebody order more. Well, there wasn't Amazon, and nobody had Prime shipping. So it was going to take about 8 days to get more oil. So they're like, well, what the hell do we do? So, you know, they could sit and you know, go, you know, or they go, you know what, let's just use what we got and figure it out. Well, the oil lasted 8 days. And, you know, we pooped ourselves. We were like, are you kidding me? This is amazing. And so, that's how it's yeah, when you read the story, that's exactly what happened. So that showed that God was with us, and it showed that miracles happened, and so a great miracle happened here, Neskadol HaYasham. So we celebrate with our menorah, or candelabra, but we call it a menorah. And we have our little dreidel. We play the dreidel game. We eat latkes. We eat food rich in lard and oil to celebrate oil. We, you know, bathe ourselves in oil and lather ourselves. No, we don't do that. But anyway, we eat, you know, yummy eats. We're supposed to eat jelly donuts, or we call them sufganiyot. And they're, I don't know why the jelly is in there. I don't like jelly donuts. I like it when it's chocolate cream filled. So I always like, excuse me. And then we celebrate Hanukkah for 8 days. Now Hanukkah, we believe, started to become more of a festive holiday because of, you know, Christmas and that same time. Or another theory is because we couldn't celebrate Sukkot like we should have during that time. It's a delayed Sukkot celebration. But I really believe we celebrate Hanukkah because, you know, a lot of our holidays are kind of solemn and sad and, you know, very, very kind of, I don't know, you know, because, you know, you can't eat. You know, if you do eat on this holiday, you have to eat the matzah and get all constipated and bleed when you poop. So I think Hanukkah is supposed to be one of the Jewish holidays where we just get to kind of let loose. And, you know, for me, the way we celebrate Hanukkah in my family is one of our friends had built us a big, huge menorah. And you know me, I love Christmas trees. I love Christmas lights. I love garlands. I love decorations. I love, and in Judaism, we, you know, we celebrate with decorations and the menorah in the window. We're supposed to put the menorah in the window, but it's candles. And, you know, after half a dozen house fires, most of us have our menorahs in the kitchen, or we do like the little screw top electric light menorahs, you know, to put it in the window so everybody sees we're Jewish. And it's also because we feel bad that we didn't put Christmas lights in our house, and we're the only house in the neighborhood that doesn't have Christmas lights. But a lot of Jews now are like, I want lights. So we'll put up lights, we'll put up blue and silver and lights and snowflakes and things like that. And you know, we really love this time of year. This is like a really, really happy time of year. So in my family, we have blue and silver and lights all over the place. And with the menorah, I got a blue and silver tree skirt to put under the menorah, like a Christmas tree, so we could put all the kids' presents underneath the menorah, and then everybody could go, you know, because in my family, you know, we were poor, so our menorah was like really tiny. So when my mom says, all right, put the Hanukkah presents near the menorah, I mean, it really kind of, you know, demonstrated that we really didn't have a lot. Yet our friends had these big Christmas trees and all sorts of presents and all sorts of other stuff. So we wanted to kind of, you know, have that look. The problem is we have, you know, Shakeyboo, the male cat. The female cats don't do anything with that area. I mean, they look for their presents and their catnip. But Shakeyboo likes to pee-pee on the tree skirt. So every year we buy probably 17 dozen tree skirts to change it out every hour because the cat decides to pee pee on the tree skirt because it's all velvety and whatever. So needless to say, Shakeyboo is not getting any present this year. So when you do see somebody, you know, and you know, they celebrate Hanukkah, don't feel sorry for us. I mean, you know, we know how to make it one hell of a shingdinger sort of party. It's a lot of fun. It kind of, you know, it does bring up history. We always have history, just like Christmas. I mean, Christmas isn't about Santa Claus. It's about the birth of Jesus. It's about, you know, dedication. It's about, you know, spirituality. It's about our love of God. So I love how these holidays do bring in the religious component and bring the solemnness of it. And, you know, people can celebrate any way they want. You know, they could make it as light as possible, or they could make it light, or they could make it very, very deep and very, very spiritual. Either way, you know, as a Jew, I've always, you know, just respected how everybody celebrated their holidays. I think Christmas is fantastic. And for all of us celebrating this year, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and blessings, and, you know, have a safe one. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is celebrating the announcement that the Pfizer vaccine will be the first to get emergency use authorization to get one step closer to the end of the pandemic. Deputy Press Secretary Brian Morgenstern saying it's the news all Americans have been waiting for.
We can anticipate an FDA authorization very soon, and that we can see potentially shipments over the weekend. We could see shots in arms as soon as Monday, and that is really exceptional.
Lawmakers busy on Capitol Hill this Friday looking to avert another partial government shutdown. Funding for parts of the government runs out at midnight on Friday. Lawmakers also still haggling over the deals regarding a new coronavirus relief package. Republican Senator Josh Hawley also pushing hard for $1,200 checks to go out to Americans like they did earlier this year. You're listening to USA Radio News. A Wisconsin Air National Guard pilot is dead after a crash earlier this week in the UP of Michigan. The Wisconsin Air National Guard's 115th Fighter Wing Commander provides more details of the crash Friday morning. Colonel Bart Van Roo saying the crash occurred during a training mission over the Hiawatha National Forest Tuesday night.
The incident is under investigation by the U.S. Air Force, and the fighter wing is committed to working closely with the Air Force to ensure a thorough investigation is completed to determine the cause of the crash.
Van Roo did not identify the pilot, but has a message for the family.
On behalf of the 115th Fighter Wing, I once again want to express my sincere condolences to the family of our pilot. Know that we are holding you all in our thoughts and prayers.
In Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Joe Biden is set to introduce five key nominees and appointees of his administration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We do have some breaking news. As of Monday in New York City, indoor dining is going to be shut down again. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. A lot of New Yorkers aren't going to be very, very happy with that. But as coronavirus rages, it appears that de Blasio and Cuomo had no choice. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Now, I talked to you guys about my high school days. And one of the best things I could have ever done in high school was, I was a good girl in high school, was I took AP classes. And I loved my, when I went to 12 schools, parents moved a lot, but the AP program allowed somebody like me, who came from a poor family, didn't have money to go to college, allowed me to start getting college credit. And in fact, when I was finally able to get a scholarship and be able to go to college, my AP classes, all of them that I took, kind of knocked off a whole semester. And I urge students to really, really consider doing the accelerated track that gets them into the AP sort of, you know, class programs that allow them to start getting college credit. And it's expanded a lot since I've been in high school, because it's been a couple years since I've been in high school. And now there's so many STEM classes, computer science, and really allowing opportunity for students of color, women, minorities. And I have a great guest next, Maureen Rays, Executive Director of the AP Program Management at the College Board, to kind of talk to us a little bit more about the AP program and how it's expanded. Maureen, thank you so much for joining us.
Wow, thank you for having me. It's so great to hear about your great experience with the AP program.
Oh, my gosh. It was fantastic. And, you know, I tried to get my kids to do it. And, you know, it's the inherent college prep within the classes. But talk to my listeners about the AP program and what you do with the College Board.
Yeah, so the AP program, as you mentioned, are college-level courses that students can take in high school. They can earn college credit by earning qualifying scores on the exam. But to your point, you know, just exposing yourself to the pace of a college-level course, the amount of work, learning those self-discipline skills early on so that students are successful in college is so important. So the AP program is part of the College Board, and I've been with the College Board for 13 years now.
Wow. Yeah, so, I mean, when I was in high school, we had AP Biology, AP English, maybe AP, gosh, I forget, there was like four of them. I think there was World History. Now you could do Spanish, you could do computer science. We didn't have a choice of computer science. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we're really excited. You know, the National Science Foundation approached us back in 2008 to address the shortage of women and students of color studying computer science. So in 2016, we launched AP Computer Science Principles to answer that call. You know, our hope is to diversify the students who are studying STEM courses, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math.
Love it. One thing that frustrated me as a kid is because most of my friends were guys, and I didn't want to do home ec. I wanted to do shop, right? And it was the really stark divide with the classes the girls got to take and the classes the boys got to take, and I didn't want to do home ec. You know, get me into shop. And I think we also saw, you know, in the 80s when I was in high school, kind of that trend where the girls are going to kind of do more of the liberal arts, the guys do the more, you know, STEM, science, tech, and it's really nice to start seeing, you know, there being more equality in that and more representation of all genders in, you know, each of these different fields.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, one of the things we tried to do with CSP was intentionally design it to attract all students. And so it's a broad introduction to computer science, and students are learning the skills needed to collaborate with their peers to solve real-world problems that they are passionate about. So this is key, right? Bringing in students with what interests them and then doing it with computer science. So students are programming games, they're building apps that help their community, they're using it to express their creativity through music, and, you know, one student built an LED light show. So that's really how
Wow.
we've been able to bring in a more diverse set of students.
Oh, wow. And the other thing, too, is, you know, we speak a lot about how the economy's going and which sort of, you know, businesses and industries are going to flourish in the post-COVID world and which are going to struggle. Tech is going to be huge, and obviously computer science is a part of it. How would you define, because I know we have a lot of people that go, okay, so computer science is learning how to code. It's so much more than that. Oh, did I lose you? Oh, I think we lost her. Jason, let me know when she comes back on, okay? That might be my audio.
Absolutely. Students learn how to program, but it's so much more than that. It's creativity. It's collaborative.
Mm-hmm. You're cutting in and out, Maureen. We'll see if we could get you a better line. Jason's going to work on that. Can you hear me, Maureen? Okay, thank you, thank you. So, I find it fascinating. Let me know when she comes back on. I just find it fascinating how things were always kind of so well demarcated and almost predestined on what we were going to do. And I came from a family where the women in my family were kind of, I don't want to say bra burners, but they were, you know, look, you're going to be alone and don't expect somebody else to be able to balance your checkbook or fix your car or provide for you. And so I came from a long line of women who had to kind of, you know, do for themselves. And so, you know, when my mom, she didn't sit me down. I never had the sit down talk. It was always kind of being yelled at in the middle of the living room. But when, you know, my mom came forward and was like, look what happened to me. This is what you're going to do. You're going to get a job. You're going to get a college degree. You're going to do this. They didn't have money to put me to college. So I'm like, how am I supposed to go to college? You know, if there's no money, what am I supposed to do? So I worked, and thank God I got an academic scholarship. And so I'm very, very indebted to the College Board and the AP classes and, you know, and for everything they've done. Do we have Maureen back yet? Okay, hi, Maureen. How you doing?
Hear me?
Oh, no worries, no worries. Good, good, good. So, you know, tell me, what do you think, it's interesting, I have seen all the progress we've made, and, you know, to me, I think we're, you know, almost there where, you know, females can take whatever classes they want. Are you still seeing their barriers or maybe some, you know, kind of undisclosed sort of, you know, steering of, you know, females and, you know, people of color towards some of these? I mean, are there still things we need to do on the progressive front to make sure we have equal access to these sort of fields and classes?
Absolutely. So, look, you know, even though we've made progress, we still have a long way to go. We're seeing this move the needle, but we still have a long way to go, and there definitely are still barriers for female students, for students of color. And so, you know, first, you know, what we say to schools is like, hey, allow all students to take this course, you know, whoever is interested. And more importantly, we ask teachers to go out and recruit the students who might not think computer science is for them. Help them see themselves in computer science. Help them understand how it is related to their own interests. So there are still systemic barriers keeping females and students of color out. But I think the more that, you know, educators do outreach to these students and help them see that it's for them, the more we'll move this needle.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, again, it, you know, with as we kind of move forward, we lost you, you know, with that. As we move forward, you know, with jobs in the post-COVID state, you know, fields such as computer science is going to be huge. How can people find out more information about you and what you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to highlight one finding from our exciting new research that's getting to the point of what you were sort of asking is that what we find is that APCSP students are more than three times as likely to go on and major in computer science in college compared to students who do not. And those findings are similarly large for female, Black, Hispanic, and first-generation students. So we're seeing the needle move in the right direction. And so if students and parents want to learn more about it, they can go to collegeboard.org/CSP.
Awesome. Awesome. Maureen, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are going to get to your calls and your questions in just a few minutes here. As we said earlier, breaking news, indoor dining is going to shut down in New York City. This is intended to slow a second wave of coronavirus cases. This is, unfortunately, following a very, very devastated economy. In fact, Governor Cuomo, from what what we understand, is seeking $15 billion in aid from the federal government to make up for tax revenue that evaporated this year to the pandemic. This is not an easy time for New Yorkers. I know many of you want to discuss what's going on there. We're going to get to that in a little bit. Not an easy time. I know, because we're next to California, and they're all coming to where I live. It's not an easy time at all. So we're with you guys. So we've been dealing with COVID, and, you know, we've been talking about the COVID illness and what it does to people. And, you know, I keep kind of reminding people COVID isn't the only illness out there. We have pneumonia. We have flu. This is also heart attack season. And one lung disease that I think we need to kind of educate people about is the Mycobacterium avium complex, or the MAC lung disease. And here to join us to kind of discuss a little bit more about this is Dr. Gwen Hewitt, infectious disease specialist and National Jewish Health Division of Mycobacterial and Respiratory Infections. Dr. Hewitt, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on today.
Yeah. So tell us, how common is MAC?
Well, it's more common than we think, but it's certainly far less common than right now COVID incidents or influenza, things of that nature. But it's common enough that we need to be talking about it.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So, and the symptoms are kind of similar, but there's obviously some interesting findings. Tell us about if somebody has MAC lung disease, what sort of symptoms they might have.
Right. So the important thing is to first say this germ, family of germs, Mycobacterium avium complex, is found primarily in water and dirt sources. So we're encountering it day in and day out, whether it's in our showers or whether it's in hot tubs or whether it's in potting soil or gardening soil. It's everywhere in the air, basically. And it loves to set up shop in vulnerable lungs. And many people have different vulnerabilities, such as COPD or bronchiectasis or asthma. Or we know that this infection seems to be a little more common in women, and certainly women over the age of 65. So that's the vulnerable group that if these germs are repeatedly getting into your already vulnerable lungs, it has a chance to set up shop, as it were, and start causing chronic lung problems. And we certainly want to catch this and diagnose it before it causes too much trouble, because we do have ways we can treat it.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you seeing that people who have suffered from COVID are more inclined to get this?
You know, we don't have enough information, to be very honest. As with everything with COVID, we don't really know who is going to be most vulnerable. Obviously, if you look on the CDC website, we have identified some groups that are more vulnerable to COVID for sure, but most of this information, honestly, we still don't know yet. So I don't have a good answer for you yet. We're still working on that.
Right. So, and the reason why we bring it up is we've discussed long COVID a lot on the show, where people will have a continued cough, continued symptoms, but they're not going in and getting seen. They're not getting sputum cultures. So when would you recommend somebody that has continued cough or shortness of breath to be evaluated for MAC?
Right. And I really appreciate that question, because this isn't a person doesn't generally have MAC if they develop a cough and 3 weeks later the cough goes away.
Right.
This is a cough that's lingering for a few months, certainly several weeks, and that you're bringing up phlegm, you're starting to get a little fatigued. It's a change in your normal, healthy sense of well-being. So if your cough is going on for a couple, 3 months, it's really time that you check in with your doctor and say, listen, I've got this new cough and now I'm bringing up some phlegm. Could I have this MAC lung disease? And if so, we need to check your sputum and send it to the laboratory and see if that germ is in your lung.
Right. You know, it's so interesting. My patients would come in actually giving me samples on Kleenex. Can you guys ever, I tell people we can't really use those samples. You need to now do a new one in a cup. But, you know, you could square with me. Have you guys ever just said, you know what, we'll take it? And I mean, you know, is the testing good enough to still pick up this mycobacterium even if somebody brings it in on a Kleenex? Or do you need them to do a fresh one still in the office?
We honestly would prefer a fresh sputum specimen. Kleenex are not obviously sterile, and we have enough access to the sterile sputum cups that we can generally get another sputum specimen from that patient if they truly are having this problem.
Yeah,
so I would recommend we get a new fresh one, not in a Kleenex.
I agree. So, guys, you don't have to bring it in. You don't have to mail it in an envelope. We don't want to put our hands in it. Just expect when you come in, you know, yeah. So, good. So, talk to us about the treatments that you guys have for MAC.
Right. So, first we're going to make the diagnosis, and if we show that the germ is in your sputum, then we're going to recommend treatment. And usually the treatment is accomplished by taking three different antibiotics as a starting place. In addition to antibiotics, we really want to look at the whole body, so we're going to look at your nutritional status. Are there things that we can do to help you have a better balanced diet so you can fight this infection and tolerate the treatment? We're going to teach you how to reduce exposure to this bacteria. We're also going to teach you how to keep your breathing tubes cleaned out better. So it's really a multimodal approach. In addition, we're probably going to get some chest x-rays or chest CAT scans. So we can see structurally, what are your breathing tubes looking like? Are there any other sinister things going on that we might need to look at? And last but not least, we're going to have you come into the doctor's office monthly or so to make sure that we're checking in with you to see that you're getting better on treatment, or are you experiencing some side effects mainly that we can help manage, because the treatment should never be worse than the disease. And some of these visits might be able to be done with a telehealth visit, but if we need a sputum specimen or other testing, you probably physically are going to have to come in.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a big challenge I have, you know, providing telemedicine in multiple states. You know, when somebody's cough is continuing and it's productive, I'm like, we need a sputum culture, we need to do a chest x-ray, and there's a huge hesitancy for people to leave their house and to get seen. And unfortunately, these are things that need to be treated fairly quickly.
They do, and it is such a tough time with the COVID-19 pandemic going on. So wear a mask, come into your doctor's office, call them first and find out what the options are for you to come in for an in-person visit, deliver the sputum specimen, maybe get your chest x-ray. And then once we get you started on treatment, some of these visits, and I'm certainly doing some telehealth visits with my patients, so not every time do you have to come in physically. In the meantime, you can go to some websites and start educating yourself about this lung infection. So you can go to the web and look up the new NTM treatment guidelines that are on the web. That'll give you a lot of information. You can go to another site called MACLungDiseaseInfo.com, and you can get some more information at that site. So you can partner with your doc and empower yourself about learning more about this germ and this infection.
Absolutely, absolutely. In the last minute, any other information you want to tell our listeners?
Well, I want to be sure that if you think you have these symptoms, you call your doc, get some testing done to see if you have it. Then your primary care doctor will probably want to send you to a pulmonologist or infectious disease physician to really start managing this infection. And lastly, there are sites for you to get more information, so please go to MACLungDiseaseInfo.com or look up the NTM treatment guidelines on the webpage, because we can treat this and we can make it feel much better.
Fantastic. Dr. Gwen Hewitt, thank you and your team at National Jewish Health. God bless you guys. Have a great Hanukkah, great Christmas, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.